I'm David Delegater. Our guest today is Matt Distel, who's here from the Carnegie in Covington. Welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Happy to be here.
We're going to talk today about the Ninth Art of Food, which the Carnegie's been putting on for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about conceptually what the event involves.
So what the Art of Food is every year we try to combine some of the best chefs working in the region with some fantastic art. And that's what the Carnegie celebrates with the Art of Food. And this is, as you said, the ninth time we've done it. It's grown in popularity each time. And we really like to create it like a really special event by bringing the chefs and the artists together under one building.
How do those two things correlate with one another?
I mean, I think it's not a leap at all to consider that making food is also a form of art. And I think with a lot of the talent that we do have in the kitchens and restaurants around here, it makes a lot of sense to pull that into an art setting. And I think there's a pretty natural connection there within the creative process between how a chef creates and how an artist creates as well.
So this is really kind of a multimedia thing. There's food, there's artwork, there are going to be a number of artists whose works are going to be on exhibit.
Yeah, we performance and video, it's a pretty well-rounded event.
Tell me a little bit about specifically about the performances.
Last year, we gave the project sort of a pretty specific theme. We had a sort of a mad tea party, kind of a Alice in Wonderland loosely interpreted theme. This year, we've gone with Candyland. So we're sort of picking up kind of conceptual threads of Candyland kind of throughout the institution, and that will make its way into a lot of the artwork that you'll see too. Pam Kravitz, who is a really popular, well-known artist around here, and she has once again taken the lead on outfitting and costuming different people using Candyland-specific types of images and imagery. So we're going to have a number of performers, people in costumes, that will be decorated with various candies, sort of performing inside the Carnegie's main gallery.
Is this Candyland like the old board game?
Yeah, like classic board game.
Oh, I still play it.
Yeah.
It says for three-year-olds.
It probably says three and up.
So three
you're probably
and fine. Up. How many chefs are going to be doing their thing there? There's food available.
Right. That's part of your ticket. You get all the food you can sort of get to. We have 19 different restaurants represented from around the region this year. So that's 19 pretty different, distinct kinds of cuisines. And the chefs often will go all out and do things that they don't offer in their restaurant. Sometimes they'll do their classics, but often it's a chance for them to kind of flex and show some creativity and really, really kind of up the ante. It gets a little competitive between them.
So really?
That's kind of exciting as well.
The artwork that's going to be on the walls, painting, other graphic forms, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so on the main floor, we've sort of taken into sort of turning that gallery into some sort of reasonable facsimile of three-dimensionalizing the Candyland board game. And there's going to be a lot of video. There's a video artist named Jacqueline Wood who will be doing some various animations and projections. And that's where Pam's group will be performing with their costumes. And then upstairs, we've divided the galleries upstairs into three different thematic rooms. We have a chocolate and vanilla room. We have a rainbow room, and we also have a picnic room. So you can go up there and sort of have basically a picnic party inside that room. And different artists have been involved in planning those rooms. We have Eric Brass in the rainbow room. We have Sharon Butler from Bon Bonnery helping us with the chocolate and vanilla room. And then Tony Dotson is working on the picnic room with an artist named Amy Hamlin.
So people that would like to attend the Art of Food, how do they go about getting tickets?
So the tickets are available through the website and our box office. It's the same as our theater tickets, same way you would get those. And it does sell out. So if you wait till too late, you might get kind of aced out of it. The week of the event, we tend to certainly get sort of a rush to get those tickets.
Thank you for being here. We've been talking with Matt Distel from the Carnegie about the 9th Annual Art of Food event on the 20th of February, if we hadn't mentioned the date. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.